How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing real good.
Okay, so we're going to ask you some questions and see if we can figure out, obviously, who you are. You want to start, Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay.
If someone was to play you in a movie, who would you pick?
Who would I pick? Because my wife has named this guy as her hall pass. I'm going to say Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, ooh, hot.
He's my hall pass, and I don't like dudes, so good call.
Plus, he has, on a good day, he has some really good abs.
So that actually, okay, you're married. That's good to know. You have any kids?
I have two kids.
Two kids. Do you have good abs? Are you a workout enthusiast?
I am a workout. I'm a body maintenance man. Like, I have what I have, and I'm just trying to maintain that.
Okay.
Like it. Okay. When you are out on the road, on stage, wherever you at, are you like a cowboy hat? Are you a baseball hat? Are you no hat?
Yes.
Yes. You have a specific hat style you like?
It's a hard question to answer. I will say that when I do my shows on the road, I wear no hat, then I transition into a cowboy hat, and then I transition into a baseball cap, and then sometimes I will come out with a mullet wig on afterwards.
Oh, a mullet wig.
So I'm guessing you have a hat concierge waiting for you backstage.
I do. I have a plethora, an assortment.
I love that word.
Who's your favorite person you've ever opened for?
Favorite person I ever opened for would have to be from Merle Haggard about a year before he passed away. So that was a big deal.
Who? When was the last time you were starstruck? Like you met somebody either in music or in movies or TV, and you're like, "Oh my lord!"
A couple years ago, I met Scarlett Johansson, and that was a pretty big deal. That was one of those like, "Holy crap! I'm standing in the same room with this chick."
Dude, where'd you meet her at? Oh my god!
We got to actually spend a week together. She's my hall pass, so I didn't even tell my wife till the press release came out.
Well, I'm dying.
That's a good thing that her and Ryan Reynolds got divorced because you guys are looking for a couple swap right there, apparently.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to work out there for a minute.
Are you a cat guy or a dog guy?
A dog.
Do you have dogs?
I have two dogs.
Ooh. Okay, favorite place you've ever visited?
I'd say the Joost Van Dyke as part of the British Virgin Islands. It's pretty heavenly.
Ooh, heavenly. That just sounds nice. Okay.
Are you a social media kind of guy? And if so, what's your platform of choice?
I am, and sometimes it's partly because of the job that I have. But if I have to pick one, I'd say Instagram, Insta Stories. You know, I have a lot of fun with that.
Okay, I got a question. If you could duet with anybody, who would it be? Or maybe you already have.
Did you say do it
like,
or do it?
Well, we know who you want to do it with.
We're going to cover that.
You have a great personality. Okay. Duet. Like, do a duet with.
Oh, a duet. I'm a huge fan of Adele and her voice. I just think, with what she does and with what I do, I feel like we could make some really good music together.
Probably be heavenly, like you said.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, the only thing I could think of to unfold this more would be like, what's your first and last name?
No, I do have another question. Don't do it. I got another question. What is your favorite thing to do when you're not on the road?
Hang out here at my house and hang out with my girls. And I'm a homebody. You know, when I'm home and I'm not on the road, I'm usually in the bed by 9 o'clock and I'm always up by the time the girls go to school. And so, just be home.
Okay, so we got some good information here. He's married. He wears a plethora of hats and sometimes a wig on stage.
Mullet,
yeah,
to be exact.
Has two girls, has some dogs, visited the Virgin Islands, and probably has some of this information on their Instagram page.
Wait, I got to know. What's your favorite food?
I could eat spaghetti all day, every day.
Wow, I didn't expect that. Usually we hear pizza.
Okay.
Man.
And we got to have pizza ready or spaghetti ready for him when he comes.
I'll bring some in a bag.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
No, don't, because I will make myself sick on it.
Same problem with pasta that I have.
I'm sure we'll have a show to do, so forgetting that.
Cool. I'm done. I think I'm done. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. I can't think of anything else, but I think we have some rock solid information for the investigator that likes to try to solve these mysteries.
Good. I hope we made it easy.
No, you definitely made it harder. Yeah. But that's all good. That's what we need. You rock. We can't wait to see you October 21st, Storytellers Jam. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be great. I can't wait.